Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third, the DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting 7th, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting 8th, the left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting 9th, the catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Blanks moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bocht. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Fisk reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Scott moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bocht moves to third. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bocht scores. Fosse moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Mike Paxton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a pop-up into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski scores. Fisk moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cardi reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hood now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Rice moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blanks strikes out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Bocht moves to second. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Paul Dade pinch hits for Jim Norris. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing center field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-4 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.